Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I'm laughing because I made the mistake of going outside a few minutes ago. Little tad windy. And it's in California. Whatever happened to that song, It Never Rains in California? Yeah, that guy was a liar. A big liar. You know what I'm saying? Rains here all the time. Okay, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You want to head over there, and Mike Lindell has made it so people like me can make a few bucks online. The pillows, the sheets, the pillowcases, we've got them. And I'm not just saying it, you know, because we're an affiliate, but I'm saying it because we've got them. We like them. Tammy likes you. You ain't going to use anything you don't like. All right? Really that simple. So I really do, you know, MyPillow.com, use the promo code Joe, head over, check out the pillows, the pillowcases, sheets, all of that, promo code Joe on the way out, you'll save anywhere from, you know, 30 to 70%, and, you know, that's nothing to shake a stick at. Some of you say, hey, this stuff is really expensive, but here's the deal. If you use the promo code, it cuts it way down. And as I said before, it's great product, so why wouldn't you? And on top of all of that, you're supporting one of ours. You're supporting somebody who supports us on a regular basis. And, man, we need to start doing that even more now. Because they're working overtime to hurt us. All right. I don't know if some of you heard this or not. It's only a couple of minutes. Can I pull it off? Yeah, maybe. Okay. This is, we'll talk about this more when Zoe joins me. Take a listen. Maybe.
I would only just add that, you know, we have spoken to people who have been sacked that used to be in content moderation. And
this is a BBC guy interviewing Elon Musk about Twitter, and he gets it handed to him.
We've spoken to people very recently who were involved in moderation, and they just say there's not enough people to police this stuff, particularly around hate speech in the company.
What hate speech are you talking about? I mean, you use Twitter.
Right.
Do you see a rise in hate speech?
I mean,
but just a personal anecdote. Like, what do you? I don't.
Personally, my for you, I would see I get more of that kind of content. Yeah, personally. But I'm not going to talk to the rest of for the rest of Twitter.
You see more hate speech personally.
I would say I would see more hateful content in that
content you don't like or hateful. What do you mean to describe a hateful thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just content that will solicit a reaction, something that may include something that is slightly racist or slightly sexist, those kinds of things.
So you think if something is slightly sexist, it should be banned?
Is that
what you're saying?
I'm not saying anything.
I'm just curious. I'm trying to say what you mean by hateful content. And I'm asking for specific examples. And you just said that if something is slightly sexist, that's hateful content. Does that mean that it should be banned?
Well, you've asked me whether my feed, whether it's got less or more. I'd say it's got slightly more.
That's what I'm asking for examples. Can you name one example?
I honestly don't. You can't name a single example. I'll tell you why, because I don't actually use that for you feed anymore, because I just don't particularly like it.
A lot of people
are quite similar. I only look at my second.
You said you've seen more hateful content, but you can't name a single example, not even one.
I'm not sure I've used that feed for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
How did you see the hateful content?
Because I've been using Twitter since you've taken it over for the last 6 months.
Okay, so then you must have at some point seen the For You hateful content. I'm asking for one example.
Right.
And you can't give a single one.
And I'm saying, I say so
that you don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Yes, because you can't give a single example of hateful content, not even one tweet, and yet you claimed that the hateful content was high.
Well,
that's a false.
No, what I claimed.
You just lied.
What I claimed was, there are many organizations that say that that kind of information is on the rise. Now, whether it has on my feed or not, I mean, right, and
if you look at something like the Strategic
Dialogue Institute in the UK, they will say that.
People will say all sorts of nonsense. I'm literally asking for a single example, and you can't name one.
Right, and as I already said, I don't use that feed. But
how would you know that? I don't think
this is getting anywhere.
You literally said you experienced more hateful content, and then couldn't name a single example.
Right, and as I said,
that's absurd.
I haven't actually looked at that feed.
Then how would you know this hateful content?
Because I'm saying that's what I saw a few weeks ago. I can't give you an exact example. Let's move on. We only have a certain amount of time. COVID misinformation. You've changed the COVID misinformation.
Has BBC changed its COVID misinformation?
The BBC does not set the rules on Twitter, so I'm asking you.
No, I'm talking about the BBC's misinformation about COVID.
I'm literally asking you about. You changed the labels, the COVID misinformation labels. There used to be a policy, and then it disappeared. Why do that?
COVID is no longer an issue. Does the BBC hold itself at all responsible for misinformation regarding masking and side effects of vaccinations, and not reporting on that at all?
This guy's had it. He can't. This is what I'm talking about, people. What I keep telling you about facts. What I keep telling you to engage. Engage when you get informed. All right? I mean, seriously, we'll hit on this on a little bit on the other side of the break. I don't want to take too much time away from Zoe, but I think he'll enjoy this to no end. Anyway, Joe Basile, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes. I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him on because I want to have some real fun with him tonight. Alfonso Rachel joins us. We lovingly refer to it as Zoe. I'm telling you, dude, the coffee, there is coffee in there, right? I mean, seriously. Cause
it's, yeah. It's tea, actually.
Tea? Tea?
Yes.
I have a tea drinker on with me? Okay.
It's still more manly than Bud Light.
Ooh. Okay, you got me on that. I can't go anywhere without. That's it. It's over. So,
I'm drinking tea so my voice can sound nice and velvety and for your show.
So you can appeal to more people.
Yes, right.
Anyway, oh God. So, did you happen to catch the interview with the BBC guy and Elon Musk?
Ah, yeah, I caught some of that.
Okay, all right, all right. So I just played that in the first segment, and I was, I just wanted to keep interrupting it, but I had you come and I said, come on, let's have some fun with this, right? So, I mean, this is this not the stereotypical left mantra? I can't stand all the hate. You know, your platform has become very hateful. You have hate this, you have hate that. Well, okay, give me an example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't been on it for a few weeks. Oh, so you haven't been on it for a few weeks, but yet you've recently seen hate. Can you give me, couldn't give an example. Not a one, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I was, I talked about this in the Zoloft myself. And to be fair, you know, somebody asked me like an example for something that I guess I'm supposed to be an expert in. You know, I might be like, well, you know, at the moment I can't think of one. But and I was trying, Joe. I was trying to give the dude the benefit of the doubt, you know, because we try to be fair. You know what I'm saying? We try to be fair.
Right.
But I'm like, no, man, you knew that you were gonna try to throw this in Elon's face. If you were going to try to throw this in his face, don't you think you should have been prepared to have some examples?
I used to have a guy that a podcaster would bring me on his show. He was far left, and he was going to get me. And every time he'd go down these gun control or the Second Amendment, he knew nothing about it. Absolutely nothing, but yet he'd always bring it up. Oh, yeah, you're like a total supporter for the Second Amendment. No matter, I said, well, give me a reason. Tell me where and when you shouldn't be allowed to have it. Or he didn't want him at all. Go, okay, you can't do that. You can change it, but he didn't know how to. It was just one of those circular conversations where you would think after two or three times he would have brought something to the table where he did some homework, like you said.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And the thing about it is, I think when the question was thrown back at him, he was like, because the thing is that there is a lot of hate on Twitter. He's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when he's asked, it's like, okay, give me an example. He had to stop and think for a second, like, damn, man, the only examples I could give come from our side. Oh, no.
And see, I would have been like you. I probably would have had it printed up some. I would have had it in my hand, you know, copies of the Twitter thing, and I just said, look, I find this hateful, I find that hateful. But and then he went down the road and saying, well, you know, what about the sexist speeches or sexist tweets? And, you know, and again, he didn't say, give me an example, but he did back him in a corner again and say, okay, so you're saying that anything that is perceived as sexist now has to be pulled. Is that what you say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I, you know, not me saying this. You know what I'm saying? You can tell he just wasn't ready for any of this, right?
What a coward, man. Well, it's not me saying it. It's like, dude, this is your opinion, man. You represent the opinion of these other snowflakes out there who are saying this kind of stuff. And just to keep going around in circles with it, it's like, well, I can't give you an example because I haven't been on Twitter in a couple of weeks. It's like, okay, but that was just a couple of weeks ago, though, man. It's like, surely you've seen something, right? You're going to bring it up. You saw something, right? Can we just move on? Can we just move on?
Yeah, that was good, too. When he brought up something about the BBC, I like the long pauses. Like, you know, his brain is working overtime to try to figure out how to fill it into space. And he's like, well, we're not here to talk about the BBC. But you brought it up, Dopus. I mean, seriously, right? But the biggest part about these kind of things that always bother me about the left is who decides what hate speech is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Look at what's happening right now. Who decides what hate speech is?
Yeah, and they can't handle being called out on their own narrative concerning hate speech.
No.
Yeah. It's a ridiculous thing as it is. But it's like if there was any actual offender of hate speech, oh, it would be them.
Oh. On a regular basis.
Yes.
Really? I mean, you're 100% right on. And then, you know, some of the stuff that they're talking about or what they say, you know, about us, about, you know, white supremacy, white this, white whatever, you know, everything. Do you remember about 10 years ago when everything started becoming racist? And I mean everything. If you ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in front of a black kid, you know, that might be racist because he may have never seen one. I was not aware that they had changed the description of racism as being having something that somebody else has never seen before. Okay?
And I would think that anybody who tried to say that peanut butter is racist or anything like that, obviously, you know, may have never, you know, gotten government assistance, because in government assistance, black folks know what peanut butter is. One, I mean, thank you, George Washington Carver. We know what peanut butter is. And when you get that, when you get them commodities that go along with your welfare check, you're going to get a block of cheese and you're going to get a stiff can of peanut butter. So we a can of stiff
peanut
butter.
Was that cement? That wasn't peanut butter. It was cement. It was brown cement.
I know, right?
I mean, another, it's, you know, I say that to people and they don't believe. I ate that stuff. I grew up in a poor part of Boston. I remember going out to the truck and getting your block of cheese and your peanut. Well, we have bread, too. We got bread. So I guess we could put the cheese on the bread, and then we go with the peanut butter and the cheese, and I guess that was supposed to sustain us for a day or two or three. But, yeah, no. God. And I don't want to sound like a real old guy, but I don't want to go back to that, which is what caused me to get out of the situation that I was in at the time, you know? So, anyway, I just find all this stuff. I was doing a story yesterday about an article about Americans. You know, right now, if you talk to the average young American, they're convinced that race relations are bad. And basically, they've always been bad. Now, but when you start looking at the numbers before, who was that guy? Who was that black president we had? Blamo, that guy.
Starts with a B and ends with an O.
I'm afraid to say his name too much. He might show up in a room. You know, like Beetlejuice, right?
Like Hades or Beetlejuice.
So, now this is from Pew Research. Back in 2012, right, 30% of black Americans thought that racism was a detriment to success. Only 30%. But now, as of today, recently, over 70% of black community feels that racism is a real issue today. And we'll talk more about that, because you're going to be surprised when you hear what young white folks think. Well, you won't be surprised. You're smart, but just amazing. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Zoe when we return. Hey, did you get...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stick their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Attorney General says the man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents has been arrested.
Jack Douglas DeShera
in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
Merrick Garland said 21-year-old Jack Teixeira surrendered without incident Thursday. He's a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. Garland says Teixeira will appear at a U.S. district court in Massachusetts. The shooter who killed five people at the Old National Bank in Louisville was dealing with depression and anxiety. Peter Palmer, a spokesperson for the gunman's family, said his family was working with him and he was in treatment. Palmer said he's unaware of whether he was taking medication. Authorities also released 911 calls, including one from the shooter's mother, who said her son had a gun and was heading to the bank. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
That would be 855-REAL-JOKE. 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study. You know what, you guys, I hope people are checking that out. I really do. And not because, you know, I'm concerned about how many views you get, but I'm more concerned that people aren't getting, like, you know, real teaching, real word. You know, I mean, seriously, they can tell you what songs were played at worship music time, but they can't tell you what the sermon was about. That always, you might as well stick a red hot poker in the right side of my head. That makes me so nuts. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, the music was great. Really, what a pastor talk about? I don't know. I couldn't get the music out of my head. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Anyhow. All right.
Well, hopefully, if they come to my site, they'll get both some music that they'll like, and they'll get a, you know, they'll be welcome to a study that they'll really appreciate, too, and hopefully remember.
You know, somebody, I was talking about this the other day about the worship. I don't mind the worship music, don't get me wrong, but it's like, you know, sometimes you have 45 minutes of worship music, 30 minutes of teaching, and you're going, okay, I'm missing something here. Okay. Yeah. Anyhow, but, you know, we were talking about that kind of stuff and how people go, and it's kind of a, think about what goes on today. It's kind of like a feel-good hour. They want to go feel good for that hour. And some of them, not even an hour. They're like 55 minutes, right? Like an airplane that just landed. They got to clean the seats real quick before the next show or take off or something. But, but you know, they're going, I guess, to do their duty, right? Not, are they going to be taught? And it's usually a sermon that makes you feel good. In most places, not all, but in most places, it's a sermon to make you feel good. And I don't know. That's not a Joe thing. What can I tell you? Anyhow.
I don't like that ear tickling, man. We got to do.
No, I don't, you know. We're talking about race relations here. And it's really interesting that I thought that when Barack Obama got elected, 30% of black Americans thought that racism was an issue, was a determinant to their success. All right? Now coming into this, I mean, it was really it was really probably a year into Trump when the first one was done, but 70% of black Americans said that racism was a deterrent to their success. But what the other number that really kind of freaked me out was 81% of whites felt that racism was holding the black community back. Okay? Majority of young black kids from 18 to... I just lost it. Oh, there you go. 18 to 23 also feel that today that racism is holding them back from succeeding. It's like every message is a negative on the color of your skin is keeping you from getting ahead.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
It doesn't help, but the unfortunate thing, though, is that they're absolutely right, and here's why. So you just mentioned that 30% of the black community, like in this earlier period, and it's jumped to this, and we saw also this influx of the white community who has the opinion that racism is just to turn on the black community. Well, that means that the white people, who are most likely liberals and Democrat voters, who have this sentiment, have been the ones who have been the educators. You know, the school system is predominantly more white liberal Democrats, right? And they're the ones who have been putting this into the black community's head, because the black community, even though it was 30% at a time, well, the highest abortion rate was with the black community it was. So it wasn't like we were the ones who were able to grow this population. It was more of, you know, this managed or this reduced population or this arrested population that was given this idea more so by the white liberal who was telling them this and stoking on their insecurities and whatnot. And that's where we have this higher population. And the reason why I say that, yeah, racism is doing this is because that's exactly what Democrats are. They are the racist element in America, and they're using the race narrative to arrest the development of black people. They're the ones who are doing it. It is a real thing, and they're the culprits.
You know, I had lunch with a friend of yours the other day, Sonia Schmidt, we were talking about these kind of things, what went on in a black household growing up as a kid, what went on in white households. And you know, you can't even say just white households, because, again, I mean, the Irish white had it different than the Italian white, than the, you know, the straight Anglo white, whatever you want to call it. And... Yeah. You know, we were always told, or at least my grandparents, my family, my clan, was always what, you know what, you can make something of yourself, but you got to do it. You're going to have crap come at you, too bad, deal with it, keep moving, and you can do better. Do not let them, because, you know, I remember being called some pretty nasty names as a little greasy wop boy, right? But I could have spent half my young teen years beating up everybody who made fun of me. Or I could have kept pushing forward to get out of the situation I wanted to be in. Whole different animal than what you, maybe not you personally, but what Sonia was explaining and others were explaining to me, goes on in the black household. And I think some of it was based on what they heard going on around them, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's just, there's this image that you have to uphold. And you have to do this to qualify and be validated as black, whether you do it in the household or whether you do it in the street. You have to do this. But at the same time, it's one of those things where if other people perceive you as what you're supposed to do to qualify as being black, then that is racist on their part. You know, it's like you have to do this to be black. But if somebody else says that, okay, well, this is just something that blacks do, oh, well, you're a racist. Yeah,
but even,
and to your point really quick about, you know, when it comes to white people, exactly which white people you talk about, because it ain't like white people got a lot of love like all around. It's like, no. You know, you got this narrative that just all white people are just the same. It's like, no, the Irish got it bad, the Italian or your Italian European whites, your Poles, right, a Polish people, right, there's like a thick old book of Polish jokes where people like to make fun of Polish people.
If you're
flipping blonde, it wouldn't even matter what country you're from. It wouldn't matter if you're German or English or whichever. If you're blonde, you're an idiot. You know, it's like, so as if the white people don't get it, like, you know, get it a lot of disrespect. They do also.
But you know, there's a new mantra type of thing when I talk to some of the people that are on different sides of the aisle from me that are black, and they'll say things like, yeah, but until you live it, you don't know it. And I'm going, oh, okay, well, that's an easy one, because I could never live your life, ever. I don't care if you're white, black, green, red, purple, male, female, but I can't. I can live my life. I can understand the people that kind of grew up in my area. And, you know, the other thing about that, too, is in the area that I grew up in, really extremely poor part of Boston, there are a lot, not a majority, but a lot of the guys I grew up with are still there because they got the mindset that this was it for them. This is the only thing for me. You know, I come from immigrant parents. I don't have a good education. This is my life. I have to stay here. And that's what they, I hate to say it that way, but that's how, that's what they chose. Period.
And I think the thing that folks do need to understand, though, where the black experience is different, is that the laws. It's one thing for it to be social, to be a social thing, just the way it is in society. It's another thing when the government makes it law that black people are second class citizens. When you can have an apartheid, right, which is what the Democrat Party is. They're an apartheid party, and they make these conditions, policies concerning black folks. And, you know, and I think Republicans, I think a lot of Republicans have forgotten why the Republican Party was founded. Like when they say that there's no white privilege and there's no white supremacy and there's no systemic racism, that's why the Republican Party was founded in the first place, to end those things that the Democrats were doing. And I think more and more Republicans may have to find out the hard way that, you know, what it's like to be under those laws. As we see these exceptions being made for Democrats and we see the restrictions that are put on us. You know, like whether it's Twitter or YouTube, you know, Republicans want to say something and they get capped off or they get kicked off or whichever. And those kind of oppressive things that they're able to do with the protection of the law or the protection of the deep state or whichever.
Oh, yeah.
And they're able to, you know, they're having these things marginalized on them. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what was happening to the black community. And it had a really strong impact on the black community in terms of keeping them down, and Republicans are getting a little taste of what that's like.
Well, you were talking about, you know, Republicans need to learn their history, and I love the Democrats out there now screaming at the Republicans going, they don't care if blacks get shot because they won't take a stand on guns. And I'm going, really? Are you guys for real? You know?
Notice how to this day, Democrats still don't want black people to not get. They haven't wanted black people to have guns since the Civil War.
You know, I mean, they're still mad about that, really.
Yeah.
But, no, seriously, folks, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe T. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Hey, your woman's in there calling me a WAP or something. What is that all about?
Ah, but it's...
Okay, I'm telling you.
And her account was hacked. She doesn't say something like that.
Is there something in the Bible about controlling your women or something like that? I don't know. I'm sure in some Bible somewhere there's something like that.
She's visiting with her folks, so maybe she's taking some liberties or something like that. Or,
that's right, too. Okay, she's the Italian one, so she can get away with it, right?
No, she's French.
I thought you said she was part of Italian. Didn't you go there for lasagna or something at one time?
Hey, man, we can have lasagna.
No, you can't. You cannot.
You can, too.
God.
You can have fried chicken, and we can have some lasagna.
Yeah, don't get me in trouble. Don't. Although I do love fried chicken. Yeah.
We might come up with a new dish, man. Some fried chicken lasagna, or take the lasagna and just deep fried lasagna.
Oh, wait a minute, no, that I might try. That might not be a bad idea. I like that. I'll let you know how it works out.
Right? Like some deep fried macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Oh yeah, let me kill me twice in one shot. Right? I mean, seriously, you hear your arteries hardening just as it's going down as you're swallowing that stuff. You know. All right. So, hey, listen, you know, we've got a new church in town. And it's always good to have a church of some kind, maybe, sort of, kind of. The congregants here, though, they're gathered together to worship abortion. Yeah. It's a the first mass of the new church exalting women's autonomy. And I can't show the pictures, obviously, on radio, but look at the pictures. I mean, there's guys in these pictures, and they've been browbeat to no end. They don't look very happy. The church is called the Church of Potential Life. Think about the irony there.
Ooh, man, yeah. So
it should be the first church of Try Hard to Live. I don't know, but
yeah. And the spiritual demonic implications here, jumping out the pot, man. So how long we've been saying that, you know, abortion is child sacrifice? I mean, these people are supposed to be like, you know, keep church and state separate, and they have this aversion to religion. Abortion is a sacrament to me. And abortion is a religious experience to these people. We've seen that more and more. People having doing some sort of ritual after their abortion. You got this witch right here making her so-called church of potential life and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, you've made a ceremony out of this. Because we've always known that you guys were infanticidal nuts, right? And then check this out, Joe. This is the thing that gets it for me. She's trying to call this, and it's supposed to be about pro-woman, right? And women's autonomy and whatnot.
Yep.
All this stuff, man, that we see in the day, Joe, this is stuff that's coming back from when God created man and woman. This is all coming back to being an affront to that. She's saying that this is the church of potential life. Adam called Eve. He said, I'm going to name you Eve because you are the mother of the living. Right? You are the mother of the living. And these women going to stand in the way of that and be like, no, the potential life, because the real power is not in being the vessel that life comes through. The real power is to be able to cancel that life.
Mm-hmm.
These witches, with their pride, right? That's enough, man. That's an affront to what the Lord has said about us in the very beginning, man.
Well, you're 100% right. And you're seeing more and more of these, well, so-called pastors, preachers, men, or I guess people of the cloth. You can't call them men anymore. I mean, seriously. And, you know, coming out, talking about how God, you know, approves of abortion, created abortion. It's actually a life-saving scenario. One pastor actually popped up and talked about how in the Jewish religions or Jewish sects, abortion is promoted to save the life of the mother. And I'm going, okay, you know what? Where's the scripture? Where is it? What are they talking about? What's the context behind it? Right? I mean, God just doesn't arbitrarily go, yeah, go ahead, wipe that one out. It doesn't work that way.
Well, you know, they would say that, yes, he does because of the flood. But really quick, it's like, because we can take it right to scripture, say that this, if, I don't know what this this Jewish sect is meaning, but according to the Bible, particularly the Hebrew Bible, the one that Jews are supposed to be reading, it says that if a woman is, like, say, for instance, if there's a fight or something, if she's pregnant and she gets injured and you cause that baby to miscarry, you ought to trade life for life. The person who caused, who hurt her in the middle of that conflict, he caused that baby to be miscarried, he's to be put to death. The word says you ought to trade life for life, which means that the Bible recognizes that child in the womb as life, a human life. You cause that kid to be miscarried, put to death.
No, that's, I'm going to add that to my group because, you know, one of the ones that I use all the time, too, is I say, look, if God knew you before you were in your mom's womb, if God said that he had a plan for your life before, you know, before the creation of the universe, then who are you to stop that plan? What a set of cojones you must have to think that you know more than he does and you're going to stop this thing from happening, right?
Absolutely. Heck yeah, man. And, you know, but people do like to try to, well, didn't God kill all the babies and didn't he kill in the flood? Doesn't that make God pro-abortion? No, it doesn't. The reason why the Lord wiped the world out, one, because you guys are always saying, why doesn't God do something about the wicked people? Why doesn't God do something? Well, he did, and you call him a murderer for it. So he did wipe out everybody. Yes, the men, the women, the children, all of them. So One of the reasons why we have such a wicked society is because we have single moms. So what did you want God to do? Just wipe out all the men as if men were the only wicked people? So if God just eliminates the men, then you're going to only have women raising these children. And we see how bad that's turning out. So God's going to be like, well, what do you want me to do? You just want me to wipe out the men and wipe out the women but leave the kids? So you want me to leave the kids here to become feral and just rot, you know, because they don't know how to take care of themselves, as I said? And then you're really going to have a world of really wicked people because they grew up not really understanding law or anything like that? And they'll slaughter each other.
No, so, you're all over. You're right. You know, and again, even heathen scientists, you know, psychologists say you need male and female. Children need a male and female influence in their lives because they bring different things to the table and balance a child's life out. I guess we don't want to balance any balance. God forbid, that would be really bad or something.
Right.
But, you know, again, I joke about it, but it's the truth. These people have no belief in God whatsoever, yet they're spewing godly principle without even knowing it.
Yeah, or perverting it. You know, they're basically violating the commandment to not take his name in vain. Right, using the trappings of spirituality and whatnot, or making it look like something that has to do with Christianity, to make it look legit. It's like, why are you guys leaning on our faith to make yourselves look legit? Why don't you just come on to the real deal? You fakers.
You know what? When you really think about it, you know, AOC went on a rant this week about not listening to the Supreme Court, don't follow the judge. You know, that kind of stuff to Joe Biden, saying, you know, just ignore the judges, you know, you're the... And I'm thinking to myself, well, this is exactly what you railed against, isn't it? That you said the Republicans were making up their own laws, they weren't listening to the judges, they were doing whatever they wanted to do. And here you are doing it and saying it's perfectly fine and okay. You know, they're so self-unaware. That's what I keep saying.
Yeah. All those double standards. They got it bad.
Well, the devil's got them confused, and she's right at the top of the list. I'm sorry. Even with all the other crazies, she's right there taking everything he says and running with it, you know?
Right. Yeah, with Democrats, we should call it devil standards, not even double standards.
Oh, I like that. I may steal that from you. So, real quick on this story, you'll appreciate this. This is coming out of California with Governor Newsom. He has decided that he is going to set aside $300 million for low-income schools so that the black kids can have a better shot at an educational outcome. Now, we know that the money works, right? Because when the New York teachers got more money, when the Chicago teachers got more money, when LAUSD got more money, the kids, you know, immediately became experts in those fields that they were in and all that. No, it doesn't help at all. It never helps. Throwing money at this stuff never helps, okay? And the thing that I find really interesting is, it's something he's validated something I've been saying for a long time. The only place that the black and the Hispanic community fail big time is in the inner cities, in the schools in the inner cities. Where is this money going? To the schools in the inner cities. It's like you keep throwing money at them, it fixes nothing. Give them merit to pay. Give them, you know, guidelines to go with. And how about we just teach the kids? Not keep telling them that they're black and they're having a problem, they're Hispanic and they have a problem. Teach the kids, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, Joe, it's not the money ain't even supposed to fix the problem. The money is to make sure that the problem doesn't get fixed. That's what it's for. The money is to be able to. It's an investment. It's an investment in another voter block. That's all it is.
There you go.
Know, it's like we want to be the Democrats to say that, look, we gave you money, and the Republicans, those racists, didn't want you to have any. And we want to make sure that you know who's been taking care of you and who's looking out for you. And when they're actually at these indoctrination camps, getting fed all this propaganda, they're getting their money's worth, man.
Yes, they are. All right, so tell people where to find you, man.
Thanks, man. I am at BronzeSurfingMedia.com. Got the Zoloft, got the Zopium Den, got Sledge X, and thank you guys for tuning in to Joe to find out where my stuff is.
Keep going. All right, Joe Mateo, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Barack Lori. I almost said Obama. Oh, my God. Barack Lori joins me the next time. Sorry, Barack. And we're going to talk about, hey, maybe there's a time for those sex machines that he was talking about a couple of years back. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.